This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Billy Elliot, the small British film about a boy from a mining community who wants to be a ballet dancer, opened in 2000 and quickly became an international sensation. 3 years ago, a stage version with music by Elton John opened in London. And tonight, Billy Elliot, the musical, arrives on Broadway. And Jeff London has the story.
Rock superstar Elton John grew up working class in England and had a father who didn't approve of his career. Sounds familiar? Well, Elton John was invited to see an early screening of Billy Elliot and found himself really relating to the story.
And the fact that Billy's father did come round and was there actually when he became a star, I didn't have that. So it made me very emotional. And when we went to the party afterwards, David, my partner, said it would make a great musical, a stage musical. And we always said, yeah, yeah.
Well, not everybody. Lee Hall, who wrote the screenplay, grew up in northern England during a miners' strike that challenged Margaret Thatcher's government. And he was skeptical, to say the least.
My first reaction was it was the worst idea I'd ever heard in my life. I guess when you write something, you can only see it in the way that you've done it. So I thought it was impossible. But when I talked to Elton, he was very clear about why and how the music would work and how that would fit.
Through the dark and through the hunger, through the night and through the fear, through the fight and years of hardship, through the storms and through the tears.
What Elton John heard was not typical Elton John music. He wanted to tell the story of people in a distressed mining town by utilizing elements of their own music.
Because it's the Northeast, and I have a great knowledge of Northeast British folk music, and also brass bands and, you know, stuff like that. Colliery bands were essential to mining communities. They all had a brass band.
We will always stand together.
Elton John and Lee Hall wrote several songs together, including this one, to see if the idea would work. And then they convinced the film's choreographer, Peter Darling, and the film's director, Stephen Daldry, to collaborate with them on the musical. One thing all four agreed on was to rebalance the story, says Daldry.
I think the biggest thing that we decided to do was focus as much on the community as on the kid. And maybe in the film, the strike and the struggle of that community was in the background, and we wanted to put it much more forward in the narrative drive of the story so that the struggle of the child was very much also counterpointed by the struggle of the community.
All of us at once! Solidarity, solidarity, solidarity forever. All for one and one for all. Solidarity forever.
In one extended musical sequence, the tensions between the coal miners and police are told in counterpoint to Billy Elliot's ballet lessons, where the boy discovers his talent and passion. Choreographer Peter Darling says the challenge wasn't finding a dance vocabulary for the kid, but for the adults.
And then I began to think how, in a world where they're rejecting dance, might they dance? And then I began to think about folk dances and how folk dances are always acceptable. And I wanted then to think about how one might merge the folk dance outside with, say, the ballet classes inside. I'm very interested in abstract things, jamming odd images together to see what the result provokes.
Solidarity, solidarity, solidarity forever. We're proud to be working class. Solidarity forever.
Of course, the beating heart of Billy Elliot is the boy, an 11-year-old who's lost his mother, whose father and brother are being crushed by the miners' strike, and who wants, more than anything else, to express himself and dance. In one touching moment, Billy sings a letter his mother wrote to him while she was dying, and it turns into a trio as Billy's ballet teacher sings it and is joined by the ghost of the mother.
And please, Billy, know that I will always be to have known you, love you forever, love you forever.
Hayden Gwynn plays the ballet teacher, Mrs. Wilkinson. She created the role in London and says she can tell the show's connecting with audiences in New York.
I can hear the audience, because for once, one of the rare moments in the show that's quite quiet and people are, I can hear them blowing the noses, and that's just the men, you know, and the sniffing and the grappling for Kleenexes.
She must have been a very special woman.
No, she was just me, ma'am.
Gwynne has performed with 11 Billies thus far. The demands of the role are such that three boys alternate as Billy in the New York production. One of them is 14-year-old David Alvarez. He was born in Montreal to Cuban parents, and he spent a year in a special training program to learn all the aspects of the role, from lessons in ballet and tap dancing and acting to mastering the Northern English dialect.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was really hard for me because English is my third language. So, you know, I had to, first of all, learn how to speak proper English because I had a bit of an accent. And then after I learned how to speak proper English, I could start my Geordie accent.
And what's the Geordie accent like?
You can't really say it's English. It's more like dirty British language.
Can you give me perhaps a few lines that Billy says?
Just because I like Bali doesn't mean I'm a puffy, no?
The musical has three big numbers that feature the child actor playing Billy, including Electricity, where Billy tells the auditioners at the Royal Ballet School how it feels when he dances, and then dances how he feels. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity, sparks inside. Peter Darling says the number is built not just to propel the narrative. He changes the choreography to showcase each boy's strengths.
One of my big sort of pushes on the show is that you actually also really truly go, my goodness, that child is extraordinary.
Another extraordinary child will open in Billy Elliot the musical tonight, but David Alvarez says he doesn't care. He's having the time of his life and plans to play the role.
Yeah, pretty much into I grow too tall or my voice changes.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
We've got more from Jeff London's interviews with the creators of Billy Elliot, plus video of David Alvarez dancing, at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.